Okay, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Sherry Nelson, University of Missouri Extension. I'm a human development specialist.
Okay, Sherry, today we want to talk to you about testing smoke alarms. This coming up weekend, we are going to spring forward, changing the clocks. Can you tell us a little bit about why it is so important for people to test their smoke alarms every time we change our clocks?
Well, it's not about necessarily testing our smoke alarms. We do want to do that, but one of the things we want to really do this weekend is to change those batteries. Because one of the problems we have, if you have a smoke alarm that has batteries that need to be changed, there are some newer ones that are have what they call the non-replaceable 10-year batteries that are supposed to be good for 10 years. But if we get that chirping sound, that means the battery is getting low, and that's a time to replace that smoke alarm for those ones that have the non-replaceable batteries. Otherwise, you can go ahead and check those batteries, and that's part of what the testing the smoke alarm is about. Every month, we want to look at that test button and poke it and make sure that it's giving us that alarm so that in the event we had a fire, they would be taken care of or that it would be a functioning smoke alarm for us.
Okay, fantastic. Now, can we talk a little bit about the statistics each year? And the statistics, I think, are a pretty big factor because I think it helps remind people of how important these smoke alarms can be to the safety of your loved ones and family.
Yes. So one of the things that we look at is that there are nearly 4,000 people who will die in fires every year. Some of those are home fires. 80% of those are actually fires that occur within the home. We have a lot of people who get injured in addition to those that are actually killed in fires. So what we know is that about 3 out of 5 fire deaths happen in homes. And usually there aren't any smoke alarms or the alarms are not working. And again, that gets back to that whole issue around testing. We have very little time when a fire occurs to get out. So that means do not take your stuff. Don't go looking for something. Get out of the building. You know, it's about that planning that we would do and practicing those fire escape plans that become really important besides having those functioning smoke alarms.
What are a few tips that you have for our listeners when it comes to installing those alarms?
What we want to do is make sure that they're properly placed. And usually we have, there are a couple of places that we can go for good information. So, for example, the National Fire Protection Association, or not association, org, association.org, NFPA.org, is a good place to go to get information. You can go on their site and look for information about installing. So you want to look at where you need to have those at. And part of that is going to be looking at, you know, your own home and how that may differ. But we absolutely want to have them in areas that are like bedrooms and that sort of thing, any sleeping areas, and on every level of the home, including the basement. Making sure that we're doing that. When we install them in the basement, they should be installed on the ceiling at the bottom of the stairs leading to the next level. They need to be installed at least 10 feet from cooking appliances to minimize false alarms. I'm sure most of us have had fun with that in terms of, oops, a little smoke coming off the stove there, and we set off things when we're cooking something. If we have high ceilings or walls, we're going to put those fairly high up on those walls. So they have some nice diagrams on that website NFPA.org. So that is something that helps us to make sure that we do that. We don't want to put them near windows or doors or places where we would have drafts that might interfere with that. Never paint your alarms. Paint, stickers, and other kinds of decorations can keep them from working correctly. You know, the critical thing is we want to make sure those things are working correctly. So there are hardwired ones, and those take particular things. So it depends on the kind of alarm that you're intending to install, and you might want to take some good looks at what makes the most sense for yourself in the place where you're living.
Okay, fantastic. And of course, while we're, you know, speaking about checking those alarms and making sure they're in the right placement, you know, following all those guidelines and things like that, we also want to make sure that we take that time, you know, while we're changing batteries or replacing the actual alarm itself to look at fire safety plans. Is that correct?
Absolutely. One of the things we know is that whenever we practice a plan, and if we think about one of the things that our schools do on a regular basis, they're often having fire drills. And unfortunately, we don't often do that kind of stuff, but at the time when you need to know kind of by rote what you need to do or the thing, kinds of things you may need to do in order to be safe, that being having practiced that plan, having a good plan, you know, which means you have more than one escape route from a room in your household in the event that the fire should be someplace where you might be blocked off from to try and get out. So making sure you go through that step and doing that with your kids, too, showing them what they would need to do in order to get out of the house and where's our meeting place that everybody gets to once we get outside of the home. If we're evacuating from different places in the house.
Okay, fantastic. All right, well, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us about this today. Is there anything else that you'd like to let listeners know?
I just think that one of the things we don't often think about this as a very serious problem, but again, if we look at the number of deaths we have from fire, it can take just a split second for something to get out of hand. It's so critical that we do this piece and that we make sure that we have that smoke alarm that works for us when we really need that to happen.